The Egyptian Culture by Justin Edwards. Greeting and courtesy. Man greeting man. When meeting for the first time, a light handshake with right hand is common. Friends and relatives tend to kiss on both cheeks. This may be presented with a hug and a backslap by shaking hands with the right hand. Women greeting women. When meeting for the first time, a simple nod of acknowledgement or a light handshake with the right hand is common. Friends and relatives tend to kiss on both cheeks while shaking hands. Greeting between men and women. A handshake may be acceptable in certain circumstances. And the woman must extend their hand first. If she does not, a man should bow his head as a sign of acknowledgement. Kissing on the cheek is acceptable if they are very closely related. Popular music form. Folk music is remained strong throughout the Egypt recorded music history. Another element of traditional Egyptian music is belly dance music, which has been embraced throughout the Middle East for many countries, many centuries. Public belly dancers in Egypt were traditionally called Gawasi dancers. Modern belly dancing has partly inspired by both Latin dancing and European classical ballet. The music and the dancing were popularized at the Cairo exhibit of the 1893 World's Fair in Chicago. Local foods. Egyptian is probably on the bucket list of many travelers. Besides the ancient history, stunning beaches, and scuba diving, traditional Egyptian food is another reason you should come. You should visit this country. All the ancient histories makes Egypt's food what it is today. With each civilization leaving a mark on the preparation of dishes, like in the most Middle Eastern countries, a big part of Egyptian culture is gathering and celebrating with family and friends around delicious foods. Of course, Egyptians eat rice, courses, beans, and fruits are also served. Egyptian people do not like eating much meat, milk, or dairy foods. When meat is eaten, it is usually beef, lamb, ram, goat, and rabbit. Here is a dish of Egyptian foods. Popular sports. Many of today's sports were practiced by the ancient Egyptians, who set the rules and regulations for them. Descriptions on momentum indicates that they practiced wrestling, weightlifting, long jumps, swimming, rowing, shooting, fishing, and athletics, as well as various kinds of ball games. Ancient Egyptians, kings, princes, and settlements were keen on attending sports competitions, which they encouraged and provided with the necessary equipment. Drawing on Quranic monuments tells us that several thousand years ago, the Egyptians had laid down basic rules for games, chosen a natural referee and a uniform for players, and a means of announcing the winners by awarding them different colors. Holidays and festivals. the gods of the ancient Egyptians were always apparent to the people through natural events. The sunrise was ray emerging from the underworld and its great ship. For example, and the moon was the guide Khonsu traveling across the night sky. When a woman became pregnant, it was through the fertility encouraged by these or towers. And the seven hathors were present at the child's birth to declare its destiny. Sycamore trees were sacked to heather, and the home was protected by lasters. There was no need for any like a weekly worship service to pay homage to these gods, because they were worshipped daily and nightly through the various rituals during which individuals participated in the work of gods. Religions. Egyptian religions, beliefs, and practices were closely integrated into Egyptian society of the historical period from c. 3000 BCE. Although there were probably many survivors from prehistoric, these may be relatively unimportant for understanding later times, because the transformation that established the Egypt state created a new content for religion. Religion phenomena were pervasive. So much so that it is not meaningful to view religion as a single entity that coherent as a system. Nevertheless, religion must be seen against a background of potentially non-religious human activities and values. During its more than 3,000 years of development, Egyptian religion underwent significant changes of emphasis and practice, but in all periods, religion had a clear consistency in character and style. Schools. Formal education in ancient Egypt was mostly reserved for boys and wealthy families, although there are some evidence that altercational girls did go to school and even became doctors. Boys usually started school at the age of 7, and they were taught to read and write, as well as mathematics.
I need everybody in their seats so I can be giving the correct
direction. Bird nation. The steppe bird is a large, beautiful bird of prey. It is dark brown with bars on its back and feathers. It is a reddish brown pad on the neck,
open nostrils, and a long, wide
gap between different teeth. It is an eagle from another species. It is due to these